Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So we're going to talk about self-confidence. To be confident in yourself is an important trait to strive for, to try for and possess. Being self-confident means that you have a positive outlook and mindset when it comes to your personality, abilities, and your attitudes. It means experiencing things and putting yourself in what might be uncomfortable situations without fear of failure. By being self-confident, you can learn things about yourself like your strengths and your weaknesses and plan your decisions around them, as well as improve them. It's important to be self-confident in life because life is not always easy. It can be a drag and sometimes seems like there's no way out. But there is. Having confidence in yourself can help you to understand and believe that even though you might find yourself in tricky situations, you have the ability and the skill sets to get out of it. You may have heard of self-confidence and esteem as well. When we talk about self-confidence, we're talking about the belief that we place on ourselves, our ability and our skill sets. Of course, this isn't always going to stay the same throughout our lives. It will fluctuate, as all things usually do, moving up and down as we find ourselves in certain situations. But that's not all that influences it. It's easy to make the connection that self-confidence and self-esteem mean the same thing, given that they both relate to our own personal thoughts about ourselves. However, this is a misconception. While self-confidence refers to the belief in our ability, self-esteem looks at whether we truly appreciate ourselves for who we really are and whether we accept it. Your self-confidence will dip and rise at moments in your life, but this can be greatly exaggerated, especially if you don't have good self-esteem. Your self-esteem supports your self-confidence. Without it, whilst your confidence might be good, it can get shattered, and when that happens, you'll find out where your self-esteem lies. There are three main types of self-esteem, including low self-esteem, high self-esteem and inflated self-esteem. So what makes low low and what makes high high? Low self-esteem is when you think of yourself in a negative light. You don't believe that you're worthy of certain things like opportunities, relationships, and even sometimes feelings of happiness. Low self-esteem is a dangerous path that can lead to more serious mindsets and illnesses. Because of these thoughts, medication can become involved and an addiction might begin. As mentioned, relationships can suffer as well when someone has low self-esteem. People might think they're wasting other people's time or not want to be in a social situation, resulting in friends, family, and co-workers drifting apart over time. High self-esteem people show signs of this often have accepted who they are as a person. They believe in their own ability and embrace the challenges that they might face as they believe in themselves to overcome them. High self-esteem offers benefits to others as well. People who believe in themselves are proven to be, well, more pleasant to be around, as well as being able to share their positive mindsets as they often believe in others. Inflated self-esteem, more commonly known as ego, is when a person thinks of themselves in a high regard, when in reality they're not in that position. People can mistake having confidence for egotism, whereas the truth is, the confidence relies on saying something and doing it how you promised, where an ego is all talk and no action. It could be argued that having an inflated self-esteem is worse than having a low self-esteem, as it ultimately involves some kind of lying. A low self-esteem can be built up to be positive. However, someone who believes themselves to be better or more important than they are has to confront their own reality, which can break their illusion of importance. Of course, people who have inflated self-esteems aren't necessarily bad people. They might be a bit clueless, or they could be scared of who they really are, but acting as if everything is all right, or that they're comfortable in themselves when perhaps they're not, it's more harmful than any other type of self-esteem. Now you know what self-esteem does, you can see how it's related to confidence. A high self-esteem helps to build confidence as it encourages you to accept yourself for who you are. And a low self-esteem brings confidence down by undermining your own ability. Confidence is a tricky thing to grasp. Sometimes we'll be confident, sometimes we'll be scared, and that's okay. But believing in your own abilities, regardless of how you feel, can be a great help in giving you the confidence you need. Let's talk about the benefits of confidence. Well, unfortunately, confidence doesn't grow on trees. It starts with us. And unfortunately, going without it isn't good for us. Studies have shown that having self-confidence is important to not only your health, but your psychological well-being too. Of course, it's much easier to say, be confident, than it is actually to do so. How do you become confident? Well, thankfully, there are a multitude of actions that you can take to try to help you to improve your confidence, including, don't compare. One of the biggest destroyers of confidence is seeing other people's achievements. This can really get you down, especially if you compare and analyze every little detail between their success and your position. Thanks to social media, this constant comparison of perceived social worth has been more easily done than ever before. And really, nothing comes of doing it except for negative thoughts and worse moods. The thing is, however, when you see a photo online of someone achieving something, you only get one piece of the puzzle. To get there, they will have had to go on a journey to get there, and you're only seeing the final successful outcome. You don't see the failings, you don't see the setbacks. All you see is success, but you assume they got that as easily as clicking their fingers. They didn't. Research has shown that people who constantly compare themselves to others and showed signs of envy and jealousy, in the end, the worse off they felt about themselves. Comparing yourselves with others is counterintuitive. It's not helpful. And scanning through success stories is not really the way to build confidence. Health and diet. Now, it might seem like this is a trick to get people who don't like exercise and eat healthily to do it. But confidence is all about mindset. In many of our podcasts before, we've spoken about how exercise is good for you. And besides being good for your body, it's good for your mind. Dieting and exercise releases feel-good chemicals into your body, which can lift your mood and give you a positive feeling in general. Meditation and breathing exercises can calm you down and help you to focus on issues that are bothering you and allow you to come up with a sensible and, more importantly, rational solution, which, if successful, can help your confidence grow and help you sleep. Sleep is important regardless of whether you're trying to build confidence or not. Alongside food and water, it's the one thing we need more than anything else. So in summary, a good night's rest can help you to feel more positive, and when you feel more positive, you can improve your self-esteem, which in time can improve your confidence. Self-talk. The way in which you talk to yourself in your head can also help alter your confidence levels. If you're not confident, you'll most likely tell yourself, I can't, or I'm not good enough. Change these. even if you don't know if it's true or not, tell yourself, I can, and I am smart enough. Promote positivity always. However, not everyone will be able to do this, but not to worry. You can take it in small steps. Tell yourself, well, I'm not quite there yet, or next time. Don't write off your ability before you do anything. People are surprised at what they can do every day, so don't underestimate yourself. Kindness. Love yourself. Again, it's easier said than done, but if you accept yourself for who you are, then there's not much that can bring you down. Most of the time, we're our biggest critic, our biggest hater, and our biggest fan. If you're able to look in the mirror and be happy with who you are, then your confidence can only be improved. If you're not there yet, then all you have to do is keep on being positive. Keep on telling yourself you can, because before you know it, you'll do the things you once thought would be impossible. Smile when you wake up and look the day in the face with confidence. Now, while I said that confidence starts with you, the benefits are not limited to you. Of course you benefit because you accept and embrace yourself, which is one of the hardest things to do. Once you've done that, the rest, by comparison, is a walk in the park. The most obvious benefit to come from confidence is that performances at school and at work or wherever they may be, barriers can be improved. If you go into something with the mindset that you're going to succeed, then you're more likely to come out the other end having done well. Belief can do wonders, so never stop your belief in yourself and others around you. Your openness to experience and trying new things for the first time can be wildly enhanced. Life is all about living, and we all want to live the best lives we can. Meeting new people, going to new places, feeling new feelings can all occur through a great level of confidence. So it's good to be self-confident, right? Absolutely. See you again. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.